Well, everybody, welcome to episode number 12 of the Yankee Fanatic Broadcast. We are back for our quarterly broadcast, starring the one and only Rod Brannon of Shelter Insurance. And we also have Tony Rhodes with us. And for the first time in a while, we have all three of us on the same mic. So we might be talking over one another once in a while, but you can probably figure out who's saying what. But anyway, Rod, how you doing, man?
If I was any better, I'd be sitting here in your basement right now drinking a Coors Light. That's how good I am. I couldn't be any better than that.
I think you are doing that.
I am.
We also have a special guest that we'll have on in a little while. We won't say who that is yet. You'll have to stick around.
Kind of an Ankeny legend.
To check that out. But yeah. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing great. Just got a haircut from my longtime barber, Ron Warner. I got done setting up the alumni banquet for our banquet tomorrow night. Been a long week of work, but I'm doing well. I got Friday and Monday off.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, I rode my bike where Ron's place used to be. Is he still over there, like right off of Troy Lane and First Street?
Yes.
He's still there. Wow.
Yeah.
How long has he been there?
I don't know. As long as I can remember. He's been cutting my hair since high school.
He's a legend.
Yeah. I just can't believe he's done. If I were to guess, he's definitely cutting my hair when I'm this fine age.
Well, in Barrett, Iowa, we've got Bud Smith, and he's 97. He still cuts hair. Bud Smith. So I think these barbers, sometimes they just
can't let it go, like those rock legends.
They just want one more clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Rod, I know you just got back from Vegas. I know you won some money on your trip, but otherwise, how was your trip?
It was great. I took my two daughters, my wife out, and you know, the only thing I can say is I kind of really wish my son would have been there, because we talked about a lot of shopping and purses and nails and just a lot of stuff that the girls, it seemed like they had their conversation going, and I was like, there was like, you know, I was kind of like at Delta House, and I was with Clayton Jugdish Muhammad. They put me off in the corner there, but they had fun. I mean, Taylor had a blast, saw some great concerts, and you know, the weather, it's people laugh, but I mean, it was 100 and some degrees every day. I think 112. But honest to God, truth, one night we were sitting at a Mexican thing down in, it's where, by Harris, what they call the Link, down in that Link area,
okay,
where the Ferris wheel and stuff is. And it was 104 degrees, but we were outdoors in the shade. And I mean, we weren't even quite, you know, not even remotely a sweat. And you get 80 degrees in Iowa on your deck, and you're changing a T-shirt every second. So it was good. We had great, great flights. Doug DeBolt's wife, Lori, was our flight attendant on the way out. And Lori gave me a couple free drinks, which was, I got to give her a shot. It was pretty cool of her. But, you know, just fun getting away and spending some time with the family. And, you know, the only good news is I didn't bet in the Cubs.
There you go. We got a big weekend coming up with Summerfest. You guys excited about that?
Yeah, I'm. No, not really. God, I'd like to tell you it's the greatest day of my life, but it used to be. But I had a Facebook memory that came up, and it was like 6 years ago today, and it was me and Mike Fontana and Rick Herman, and I put, yeah, Summerfest 6 years ago today before they ruined it. Rick goes, might be a good post, Rod, you know, and. But, you know, I do want to pivot to one thing. If anybody gets on this tonight, and I know there's going to be a lot of you that do, it's still not too late to what, Tony?
No, it is too late. You mean to sign up for the golf tournament?
Yeah,
I thought you meant sponsor a hole.
We're not turning away, are we?
I'm not. That's true. I won't turn away. But, yeah, it's not too late to get in the golf tournament tomorrow.
Yeah.
I had a little lightning over here on my side of the table. Dan, what was that?
A little hot mic there. Okay, we'll turn it down a little bit.
I'm going to tell you that Tony.
I got this.
I got a little cord there. Tony's on the sponsorship committee. I think it's a committee of one.
Yeah.
And he starts at about January and goes out and gets his things. And how many sponsors do you get this year?
61.
Is that a record?
It is a record.
Okay.
Held by no.
I think 69 would be a good number, because that's the street that runs through High Ankeny, right? Ankeny,
yeah,
Boulevard.
Well, maybe that'll be it next year.
Yeah. Yeah.
61, but a little more money than that, because a couple do more than one hole, so that's nice. But
yeah.
$6,500 raised.
Yeah.
Towards Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial students for scholarships.
It's a good deal. And Tony works hard. He earns every penny of it. And
yeah. if anybody
out here listening and you're a business and you don't support it, trust me, Tony probably knows. I'm just going to say he probably knows. It's kind of like the naughty and nice list from Santa. It's Santa Tony. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So
it's okay.
I try to be on the.
Some have a good excuse.
I try to be on the nice list.
Oh, there! Look at that. He just paid me right on air here.
Yeah.
You weren't the last one this year. Thanks, Rob.
No problem. I hadn't seen you. I keep forgetting it. You know, you always say you'll see me, but no. I'm. What are you, Dan? Are you looking for? You know, I think this year's Summerfest has a really, actually good band lineup. I mean, bands that I like around here that I want to see. We've got Suede that we liked, which is going to be at our third annual Days of Confused party, but I can't tell you the date unless you say Days of Confused at the end of this thing, and then I can tell you.
You get a
free entry then, but I just want to give it early. But we got, what's that other band I like so well? Stark Raving Mad. They're just dynamite, and for some reason they buried them on Sunday. Two of the better ones there.
I know, but
they are good. Yep. They're just not big household names.
That's right.
Well, no, I'm looking forward to it. I got my class reunion tomorrow night, so I won't be up there tomorrow night. But I'll definitely make it up there Sunday. We'll see about Saturday. But
where's your reunion at?
Briarwood.
Cool.
So
yeah, you know, maybe I'll just crash it. Give me something to do.
He's done that before.
I've done it. Yeah, me and Andy have crashed. We've crashed a lot of them.
Graduation reunion crashers.
Yeah,
remember that movie?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we're on to reunions now. But yeah. Maybe I'll come as, you know, Carl Reiner or somebody. I don't know. Become somebody.
Well, he wasn't in our class either, so we wouldn't recognize you.
Kirk or BJ, maybe. You got a Kirk or BJ in your
Kirk.
Reiner?
No.
BJ.
We did not have a Reiner in our class. I don't think
that's almost impossible.
Yeah, it is. But
in the 70s and the 80s.
So Tony, I found something out. I don't know this to be true, so I don't want to spread rumors, but I was led to believe that at Summerfest they have a VIP area. Is it close to the stage? Is that what I've heard?
Well, that's what I've heard too.
And you've got to pay like $40 to go in it. And I'm going to tell you right now,
I don't know how much it is.
If they have a VIP area, that's making the haves and the have-nots in a city that I call my home. And I'm going to say shame on them because I think you shouldn't do that.
What's that VIP area supposed to get you?
So you look like you're important, like some of these people think they are, you know.
Well, don't they have that for Sips and Sounds?
But they sponsor their own little booths and stuff, but they're not right in the front. They're usually down at the side or at the back. And if you want to sponsor something like that, but that's not a community sponsored event.
That's true.
I mean, that's not the celebration of Ankeny. You know, I just think that that's just not a very smart thing to do. And I don't like it.
Well, having a spot up front at Summerfest and the venue they hold it in is pretty doggone important.
I mean, that's
because otherwise you could end up. Yeah. Pancake somewhere.
I'm telling you, it's, and they tell me that they told Rick Herman that it's bigger than the last place. They actually told him that it's got more space in it, and they have the same amount of tents.
All right,
that's bad. Yeah, I have an aerial flyover from the year before, and it's not remotely close.
I do think I have my cord. I'm going to call it Cracklin' Rosie over here.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Get on board.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Is that me?
There's a little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit. Turn down here a little bit.
I mean, I'm trying to sit as still as I can here.
Yeah. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. Well, they don't call this podcast FM. There'd be no static at all.
Yeah.
You get that, Tony?
I did.
Yeah, a little Steely Dan action for you there.
Yep.
So, Dan, what do you, we were talking about Vegas, and Dan's going to the Sphere to see U2, and I just happened to see the Sphere for the first time. It looks neat. I don't know how many people they can fit in it.
About 18,000 from what I understand, yeah.
What?
18,000.
It doesn't look nearly that big. Wow.
Yeah. They got to fit them in there somehow, yeah.
Wow. It looks cool.
Yeah, all the photos I've seen look really cool. Yeah, yeah. I can't wait. So
you're going to U2. Mm-hmm. So what did tickets run for that?
They started at $150. Yeah, you could pay a lot more. I think we got them for maybe $200.
Yeah, so not terrible.
Yeah.
Did you see it or none? Did your concert at Sphere?
No, I didn't. I just saw the Sphere. I didn't get to go in.
Oh.
Yeah.
What else did they have in there? Is that where they hockey?
No, there's not going to be a whole lot of sports there. They may have some boxing or MMA there, but it's not built for.
It's kind of, if you know, imagine the Epcot, that big golf ball looking dome thing when you walk in. It's like that, but just way bigger, and it's completely in top to bottom, side to side, in a sphere, basically, all LED lights, and they're all, and they can do anything with it. It's really cool.
Yeah, I saw this photo the other day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it looks like at night. Isn't that cool?
Oh, yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
It doesn't look that big, as big as...
No, and I saw it at first. I don't know how they can get 18,000.
I agree with you. Maybe they were people that measured that did. Never mind.
Yeah. 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 You know what? What I did like last year is I did like at Summerfest. I liked the fact that I felt secure because we're at a place that has.
I know where you're going.
No. I'm talking about the police that were on the roofs and stuff. I think that's a very smart thing because I was just in Vegas and pointed out that Mandalay Bay to my children, and I said, that's where that guy was. And when you've got that elevated, the old Summerfest, you weren't elevated. I mean, it was just a lot of, it was like Yellowstone, just went forever. Now it's like we're in Bryant Park or something, and there's big buildings around us. And I just thought that was, I like the fact that our city.
Was that a New York City reference?
Yeah, it was a little New York City reference. Yeah, Bryant Park, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say Central Park because it is fairly large.
Yeah.
Some of Bryant Park. Your daughter probably lives somewhat close to
my daughter. Was just watching a movie there.
Yeah.
The other night.
Yeah. It's a nice park. But did she happen to watch it on Saturday?
No. I think it was Friday and it started raining.
Okay.
And everybody skedaddled.
Did she think it was the 4th of July? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what night it was, to be honest.
That was a Chicago reference.
Yeah.
But what about sports? We got some good baseball, softball, don't we, Dan?
We do, yeah. I'm going to be busy the next couple of weeks here with, could have three or four teams at state.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're really good teams this year. I mean, Centennial are still ranked one, correct?
Both baseball and softball, yeah.
That's what I thought, yeah. Where is Ankeny?
Girls are number two. The boys were 10th, and they dropped out.
Yeah.
But, they're still good enough. They could conceivably get to state.
Yeah.
The thing that could really suck for me is that the baseball and softball tournament's the same week again this year. So if we get three teams there playing in different locations, it's not going to be much fun. But
you want me to
we'll
cover
out.
For you, me and Tony?
Yeah, you might have to.
Get our press pass. Tony's really got he got his haircut going today.
Yeah.
He's still got it. I'll tell you, for his age, Tony's got a pretty thick lock of hair up there. Hope they don't have to charge by the strand.
Okay. I don't think he did.
Because Dobish would get a discount here. And
I don't know who you're talking about because we haven't announced any guests.
So. He's listening tonight.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Rod, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and then Tony, his Reds are playing well.
Yeah, let's talk some. Yeah, 22-6 since Ellie De La Cruz has joined the Reds.
What are they? 9 above .500, I think I saw.
It's 10 now.
Yeah, and they're almost in the positive. They're almost in the positive in run differential. They're up to -8, I think I saw last. I saw maybe it's better than that now.
They only got it.
Well, I'll tell you, that's kind of been that's been their MO this year. I think they lead. At one point, I saw that they have had 26, whatever it was, they had 26 come from behind wins at that point. They probably had some sense.
Yep. A lot of one-run game.
Well, you know what? Cubs lost by one today. It don't matter, man. Win by one.
It's Reds Brewers this weekend going in to the All-Star break, yeah. I believe. Yeah. I know everybody's focused on the NL Central.
Well, more people than you think here in the Midwest.
Yeah, but I don't think... probably not the Brewers and Reds are the two teams you think of, but... it's been fun for me because I've had some tough seasons over the last 30 years.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I didn't see it coming either.
When did this De La Cruz guy, when did he get drafted? How long has he been in the organization? Because when he came up, I'd never heard of him.
I don't know when he got drafted. He's 21. But I think they signed him to like some contract when he was 16. So like international signing, so I don't know if he necessarily came through the draft.
Where did he come?
Dominican Republic, I believe it is. So, yeah. He has to, he has an interpreter. So he's not, he doesn't speak English well enough to get interviewed after games or having that. But I imagine that will eventually come. But neither here nor there, as long as he's hitting the hell out of the baseball. He's getting cocky, though. They checked his knob on his bat the other day, yesterday, and they made him take it off. And it's some sensor thing. And then they found out it was okay, and he put it back on and hit a 450-foot homer and then pointed at his. So at 21, that's a little cocky for me.
Yeah, I heard that Dave Martinez didn't like his celebration.
Huh? No, I don't think he probably did. But come on, bat knob was, I don't know what that was helping him with, but
yeah,
I whatever it was legal. So they checked with wherever they checked, and they called back and said, yeah, he can have that on there.
Well, now the Reds are playing well. I think I can safely say that the American League Central is worse than the NL Central.
I think it is right now
because my team, the Twins, are in first place, and I'm not sure how because they are like. The most god awful baseball team I've ever seen. They can't score. They have all these great pitching, but they just they lose 1-0, 2-1 all the time. You know, if they do win, it's like 9-1. Everybody hits a home run the same day.
I know
they waste all these runs.
But. It's amazing. I look at the Cubs and they've got a pretty good batting average and their starting ERA is good and their bullpen's pretty good, but yet just they find a way for somebody to screw it up every day. You know. They were down big today, and they came and tied it just to give it up in the bottom eight, you know. At least Tony knows his owner sucks. I mean, the guy won't spend a dime, but Ricketts, they print money over in Wrigley Field, and they're raping their fans is what they're doing. He's just a terrible owner, and he doesn't deserve to have that team. He's just a greedy bastard is what he is. I don't like him.
you seem a little...
He's not spending no money. You know?
50-50.
They got a ton of money on that team. They print money in Chicago. He's developed everything around there. You can't even walk into the stadium without going through a Tom Ricketts whatever, you know.
Yeah. Got a nice hotel over there.
Oh, he's got it all.
I hear it sucks, but...
It is not very nice.
The locals there don't seem to like it very much.
Yeah.
The ones I talk to, you know.
Yeah.
A.K.A. my son's friend.
Oh, well, they would know. I mean, yeah. Seriously. I mean, they would know.
They live, a couple of them.
Yeah, he just, I mean, he's like the Jerry Jones of sports. You know, they just want to find a way to get every dime out of you, man. So, I wish Mark Cuban owned him instead. It'd be a lot more fun. He could at least go sit out with people and probably take his shirt off in the bleachers and have some fun.
Hey, but whose teams are both ahead of a certain team in our division?
Everybody's ahead of the Cardinals.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Aw.
I think that it's Reds, Brewers, Cubs, Cardinals.
Pirates are ahead of the.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I keep forgetting about the Pirates, man.
I even jumped over the. They're right there with the Cubs.
Yeah.
But the bottom line, the Cardinals are in last, and I think they have the best team. I don't get it, but.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you think about it, I mean, the Reds don't spend any money and the Pirates don't spend any money, but there's two of the nicer stadiums, I think.
Yep.
Right there. I've never been to either, but you've been to both, haven't you, Tony?
I have. They're both very nice, yes.
Yeah.
Both on the rivers.
Yeah.
Do you think the Cardinals are still playing the game the right way? Because that's the way their announcers used to always say. Whatever would happen, it's like, well, at least we played the right way.
Dan, are you just trying to round me up right now?
Of course I am.
Oh, golly, man. I mean, even a Twins fan knows that. Everything's right. I mean, they develop guys in kindergarten. They're coming up from the minor leagues doing things the Cardinal way, if you will. Yeah. Whatever. Apparently, the Cardinal way is to try to throw the first base and overthrow your first baseman and allow two runs to score.
I saw that.
Would have been the final out. That's the Cardinal way.
You know, but they do take Homer into a new level, don't they?
Oh, even Chip Carey, who I didn't mind as a Brave announcer, they have to take him somewhere and teach him how to announce.
To be honest, they even made the late, great Pete Taylor seem like he wasn't biased.
What about your boy Harry?
Well, he was biased as hell, man. So was Ross Santo, too. At least they weren't obnoxious. I mean,
Santo's bad. Was in a funny way. He'd get so damn
mad. He'd get mad. I loved it, man.
Hey, Rod, while you're over there, go ahead and grab me a Ruthie.
No.
Well, God, and we got, you know, it's you know, Listen, it's 27 days, 26 days till Pro Football Hall of Fame game. That's right around the corner. That's going to be exciting. We got one of my favorite players going in, Zach Thomas, and then I think, without a doubt, the finest athlete Paul Rhodes ever coached, Darrell Revis, is going in the Hall of Fame. And I see that his mom's going to present him.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really said she did everything for him, so he's having his mom present him, so...
Revis Island.
Yeah. Well, it's true. It's arguably the best cornerback to ever play. And speaking of, like, have we been had this since the draft?
The hockey draft?
No, the NFL draft.
Oh, okay.
Did we talk about Riley and the Broncos? Because it looks like he's having a...
It would have been right around that.
He's having some nice... He's getting some nice press for the mini camps and stuff so far.
For sure.
It's going to be pretty fun, you know, watching an Ankeny boy play in the NFL. I don't know if the last one to play, was it Dennis Gibson?
Yeah. He had the longest career. I mean, John Leverins was right around the same time. But he didn't last, obviously, because of his knee injuries.
Yeah.
And Pat Dunsmore was before Gibson. Yeah. So, yeah. What would have been Gibson? Yeah, so about 30 years. Yeah,
30 years. Now we had, you know, what, three in about 5 years. And now... 30.
Nobody's mistaken us for Applington Parkersburg yet, I don't think, but yes.
Yeah, we're not like Norway quite in baseball yet either, but who knows, man. I think Joey Oakey's going to have a good chance of getting drafted really high next year.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I mean, yeah, he was having a great year. He's struggling a little bit with an injury, right? It'll be interesting to see... You know how he does the rest of the way, but I think he's going to be okay.
So. Yeah,
but yeah, he's just blowing people away this year.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's got a bright future, no doubt.
The thing is, and he's not the only one on that pitching staff that's doing it.
No, yeah, they're so deep.
They're loaded.
Back to Revis, I remember it's a quick story from my brother. He was coaching him at Pitt, and he had this. I remember. I'd talk to him once a week, get an update on how the D was doing, because he was DC over there. And he talked about this kid, this freshman D-back named Revis, I don't think he had a real big accolades recruiting-wise, might 3-star maybe, 4. But it's after the first few practices, this kid was already in the front of the line. Everybody was, like, he was leading the whole D-back group, you know. And just it was like oozing leadership and all that, and just like natural, like watching him cover when he was in college, like he would just float behind these guys and bait those quarterbacks to throw his way and pick him off or whatever. But I remember my brother raving about him real early on, and yeah, that turned out to be 20-20 on that one, because he didn't turn out to be too bad.
No, the only bad thing is he never played for one of our teams.
That's true.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of your brother, what's he saying about the prospects for his new team this year? It's hard to keep up with Paul. He's been moving around a lot. He's now at Boston College.
So. I honestly haven't talked to him a lot about college football. We've been doing stuff with my dad, and we recently moved him to a place called Rock Creek, and and been doing a lot of talking about how he's been doing and all that. So football hasn't really been brought up a lot. And so I don't know. I'll be getting into that probably after Summerfest is over here and start thinking more about football.
Is he coming back?
No. No. Okay. He was down in the gold store where he still lives.
Yeah.
Well, he still has a place, I should say. They have a house down in Boston. Well, some suburb. But he had to go back, I think, this week to have his out. They all kind of take turns, you know, like yeah. most football offices where you have a couple coaches there. So in case something comes.
They won't make it back for the state fair or summer fest?
No. He's never made a state fair in his life. He'll have to be retired before we get him over to Jalapeno Pete. But yeah, I'll be going to a few games this year. Get to see some new venues and
yeah,
the ACC. So,
you've been to any many ACC stadiums?
No.
Have you been to any?
Well, I have because there, some of them used to be in the Big East, yeah. Like Louisville. I'll be probably going there again.
Miami, have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there.
Yeah, I'm getting my car towed there. I don't know if
you No, that ever. Was the old one. Have you ever been to...
No,
where
no I have not been to the... I don't know if I've ever told them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going. No, I haven't been to the new okay. one. No. I had a friend of mine go down and watch the Vikings beat his team, though, down there. But
yeah, Mike Kelly.
Oh, that was you, yeah.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah, I got to watch Skylar Thompson play that day, but yeah, it's a little more fun when you got all your eggs in the basket. But no, it's fun, and it's gonna be fun this year. It's my first year I'm not doing stats. I think they're gonna go all with the iPads and do them after the game when they're watching them, which is a lot easier. I just couldn't, you know, Dennis Weaven's battled some health issues, and my son's got a girlfriend now, and you know, a lot of my guys that I did it with me, like Damon Miller, their kids aren't playing, and I don't know enough people to put together. And it, you know, people laugh like it's nothing, but it takes dedication to go to Sioux City on a Friday night, and some of those nights it's not very nice out, and you know, and it, you know, be honest, I'm 61, and I get tired of standing that long.
How many were on your crew?
Oh, I had about 10, but not all the time. They would, yeah. You know, because we try to get 6 down there. Because I mean, you know, it's a lot of work. I mean, I got a buddy that can tell you. When we played Fort Dodge one time, Jesus Christ, they had about 3 double passes, and it's just a nightmare to try and figure out. Okay, that's an 18-yard pass to 12, it lateraled to 14, who then advanced it 20 more yards here. It's like, and they just.
But aren't they able to, like, that you get your initial stats and then do they go back and correct them?
I think they do on the tackles and some of those, but I don't, I'll be honest, I've never seen my yardage ever change. I mean, it's, bottom line is, I mean.
Okay, you, well, I'm going to quiz Tunes about that tonight, the clip.
That's fine.
Okay.
You know, but he's not offense. But if you have a 100-yard drive, I mean, excuse me, an 80-yard drive. I mean, unless we've got a penalty on there, I'm going to have 80 yards of offense.
Yeah.
And, maybe you get pissed because your kid gets, you know, a short 3 or a long 3 and I give him 4. And then the next guy, you know, gets maybe.
Especially if they're playing high school fantasy sports, they may only get a 10th.
But I'll tell you one thing. We don't cheat on our stats. That's for
you. Are you implying somebody did?
No,
yes,
I'm
you just, are.
No, I'm not. We
you
don't.
You certainly are.
No, I'm not gonna
That's weird. You just bring that up randomly.
Because I've got integrity. I don't cheat on my stats. If there's no one in my stat crew has ever given tackles after the season's finished.
Tackles after taken to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey, it is what it is.
I don't know what the acronym for that is.
We about ready to bring our guest on, speaking of stats.
We can do that, yeah.
Yeah, good. Then I can go home and, you know.
Tony's going to go home and shower.
Get ready for the.
He carried a lot of tables because for the alumni banquet tonight.
We set up 18.
Set up 18 tables.
Tablecloths.
Yeah.
Decorations. That
linens?
No, neither Paul McCartney or linen was there.
Wow. So I'm just curious. So what time are we going to meet up at Summerfest tonight, Thursday?
They're not having it this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're not?
No, they're not. A great gathering place for a lot of the local Ankeny people. They decided I don't really know.
They should make Thursday night like the non-VIP night. We just show up.
Well, maybe the Thursday one could be held at the old venue. And some JC could... Never mind. I'm not going down there.
You know what? Maybe we could... Maybe we could have it at the Bud Light stage.
Oh, that's not around anymore either. Why are you? You're dead. You're trying to.
Hurry up before I'm guessing we won't be invited to the VIP stage tomorrow night.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Well, no, seriously, I hope it's better this year.
I do too. I want it to be good.
It wasn't good last year. A lot of things that bothered me. Not as many as Rod put on Facebook, but.
It bothered almost all the old timers.
Yeah. And then maybe we just need to adjust. But
you're right.
It was too crowded, period. It's too crowded. There's people that couldn't get in. I got turned away from what
Yeah.
So I think about these people, and maybe I said this last year, but people that come from far away to come to Summerfest that maybe didn't get up there in time to get in, I think that's inexcusable.
Yeah.
And
but this year they did change so that you don't have to leave to go to the bathroom.
Well, you pee right there where you're at?
I guess.
No, you don't. You mean you're not saying that right? You mean you can take your beer with you, right?
You don't have to leave the... They're not going to...
Oh, they have the... Where are they putting those? That's going to make it even more...
I don't know. We're going to have to find out, okay, but I've told them.
Okay, I thought you got to take your beer with you and they've expanded, like, the area.
Maybe they did that around where the urinals were. I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I hope that's the case because... I mean, just going up Sips and Sounds when they had the fireworks... Was that last Friday? It was pretty crowded up there.
It was.
They had Sips and Fireworks last Friday?
Yeah.
I was in Vegas. I didn't see that. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know that. That's I didn't know we had two nights in a row. Wow.
No, well, they did it last year, too. It's not a big...
No, but it's kind of... I like that. Thing. That I nice. Actually like it when professionals shoot off fireworks. Yeah. You know, I like professionals.
Our guests can take it over from... Yeah. By the way, I got taken out the other... on the fourth... One of ours went sideways, so I can see how that happens for those that have experienced that. Hey, Dan, thanks for letting me have a chat with you here.
All right.
Rodcast.
Good to see you.
Great insurance guy, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, hey,
take care of
you. We got about 10 minutes left?
Yeah, about 10, 15.
Good.
Well, hey, before we go ahead and you give him the headphones. So before we introduce the guest, it was funny. Even with the fireworks, Sips and Songs last week, they were shooting them off behind one of the buildings, and like half of them didn't even go up high enough so that you could see them at Sips and Songs.
I know.
It's like, who planned this?
I know. It is, you know. But it's easy for me to say because I don't do any of it. I just show
that's
up.
Exactly. That's exactly.
So, you know, I got to just, you know, be thankful that we have something. But gosh dang it, if it isn't broke, why do you fix it?
That's true.
You know, but we got a guest on tonight. A lot of you may know him from about 2000, 2008, when he was the coach of the Mean Green. Wasn't that the name of the team?
Mean Machine.
The Mean Machine. The Mean Machine. Mean Joe Green. We got he's a Blue Jay. He's a Bondurant Blue Jay. He coaches a bazillion sports over there. Most kids' favorite teacher. That's what I've been told when I bump into him. It'd be Mr. Rick Dobish, who was good enough to have served on the Ankeny Stat crew with me for, what, 7, 8 years?
Ooh, a long time, bro.
Long time, man. Yes. But actually, that's how I ended up in the boy band. We met doing stats.
Great years.
Yeah, yeah.
Great trips to Sioux City.
Yeah, great. The great trips. You know,
great trips to Fort Dodge doing stats.
Oh yeah, Fort Dodge, man. How many points were scored in that game? 100?
Over.
God, it was like a pin. Were you there that one, Dan?
I did not go to.
Oh Sioux my! City. No, this is Fort Dodge, and they were good.
Best Fort Dodge team ever.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Oh my God, it was just back and forth and back and forth, and it's like a pinball machine.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good.
They were good.
They were damn good.
They knew how to use their specialties, like you said.
Oh, they were. That was
hook and ladder, hook and ladder, hook and ladder, hook and ladder.
But my favorite is a couple years ago, we're at Marshalltown, and it was hard to see. And so we went
undefeated Marshalltown.
Undefeated Marshalltown. God, they were 4-0, and so we're setting up in the press box. We're setting up. I'm good. We're setting up in the press box, and. There's a chair, and we got a picture of it, and it says, what did it say?
Do not move this chair.
Yeah, do not move this chair. So we didn't move it, and we were sitting there, and it wasn't really divided off, so we were talking actually softly. We go back and forth like, hey, hey Rod, the punt return, get the yard line he catches it at, and I'm gonna get the number, and we do that because we go back and forth on these, and they were just terrible. I mean, they were so flipping bad. And my stats for the other team's not official, but I had him with minus 11 yards at halftime, minus 11, and they gave the halftime stats. They said they had 31 yards, and I want to go, where in the hell did those come from? I said, Rick, did you see any 31 yards anywhere in this thing? But the good news is we had some of the best. What did we have in there? What was that great meal we had?
We had the best popcorn
ever. Oh, my God. It was nutritious and delicious.
Yes.
It was the worst. Oh, my God. It was the greasiest popcorn ever.
It's saltiest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had your own.
That was, yeah. But I tell you, it was fun doing them and being up there. And Rick, but did we take it serious?
Yeah, we were awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no doubt.
Yeah, we kicked butt.
Yes. Especially, you've got to tell the John Brockington story if you haven't.
Oh yeah, so we're up in the Ankeny press box, which is nice. And Garvis did a great job. He get us food and stuff, and he just a great AD. Yes. And so we're sitting there, and we're playing. Don't tell me, was it Marshalltown?
It was Marshalltown, only at home. Yes.
And this guy goes breaking through. And it was number 39, wasn't it?
Oh, it was John Brockington's number.
44.
44.
Yeah, it was 44. And I go, oh, my God, we cannot tackle John Brockington. And then who's in front of us?
Kiss.
What'd Kiss say?
Kiss goes, I don't have a John Brockington on my roster, guys.
He was doing the play-by-play, and I go, it's because he isn't. He plays for the Packers. You got to stop doing that, guys. Was that a classic?
We had fun.
Oh, yeah. I said, look at John Brockington run, man. The guy was good, though.
He was very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the times that you just look back and say, wow, it was a lot of work, but man, the fun we had.
I think it went out.
Yeah.
No, I turned you down a little bit because you were cracking up a little bit, but you're, okay. You're good. You're good.
Can you hear me?
We would never take you
all away. Right. Yeah. Well,
I can hear you.
It was a great time. And,
So when? How many years? 30? How many years?
I did stats for 37 years.
That's unbelievable.
I was Swiss, and you figure I hardly missed a game. I mean, I missed one every now and then, but I mean, I've probably been to just out of college.
So Rich Kruse wouldn't have been running it when you started, was he?
Yes. Well, our original stat crew was Rich Kruse, Bob Donnelly, Bob Alou. You know Bob. It's Rich. You don't know him, but he's an Ankeny dude. John Messichek, Everett Allball, who was a pilot and took pictures of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Did I say Cruz-O-Matic already? We had Cruz-O-Matic, Dick Basham, who is Mike Fontana's father-in-law. Not father, it was his...
Yeah.
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 Is his ex-wife's grandpa. Great-grandfather of his grandkids. It was... And I was like...
What'd they give you the first year? Do you remember? Tackles? What'd they give you?
Objectives.
We got the objectives, man.
And I had objectives, but I only got one. I only got defense and offensive. I mean, basically, I just got a free pass to stand on the sideline.
Which is okay.
Because the objectives are like, you can do them in your sleep.
Matt Jones getting thrown out. Remember that night?
Oh, yeah. 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 Actually, Dave Jones is the only one not to get thrown out. Where'd Big Mike get thrown out at?
Oh, several times.
No, I think Mike Jones only got thrown out once.
They were always at home because
because he had to set out the Roosevelt game.
Yeah.
Well, how many years did Rich Kruse do it?
Ooh, not 37, but a lot.
Oh, no, maybe longer than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
I know he's in the Hall of Fame, but
forever. He did. He was very thorough.
But he was a teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kruse-O-Matic, called him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I had Rick on the regular Ankeny Fanatic podcast a while back.
Excuse me.
Talking about a totally different subject, totally serious, talking about Suicide Prevention Week. So I appreciate you coming on this total nonsense that we do here with the Rodcast. So it's like the end of two spectrums.
Absolutely.
But hey, the reason we want to have you on because you recently took a trip. You went off and on an adventure. So tell us about your trip. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. I went up to this time I went back to Glacier National Park in northwest Montana, but I snuck across the border and went to both Banff National Park and another one up there, Jasper National Park. Everybody had told me the Canadian Rockies were so much different than the Rockies that you see in Colorado, and boy, they were right. I mean, just the glacier effect of lakes almost in every stop that you had. And the mountains are just, you're in a higher atmosphere, a higher elevation, you've got snow. Just unbelievable beauty. It's just, and it's great. I take the month of June off as a teacher coach, and I call it my sabbatical. I post daily. I have an Instagram account for my kids so they can follow along. And today was my first day back at football and lifting. And, you know, it was just great to see them welcome me back. And I was, you know, rejuvenated. And it does exactly what I love it to do. And I just love to see the U.S. I was the last of eight kids, and we didn't have a whole lot of money growing up. So vacations were few and far between. So this is nice just to get out and sleep in a tent and see the world and enjoy life, because it's short and it's beautiful. So
yeah, it is amazing, because as a child growing up, and we were very Ankeny middle class.
Yeah.
I went on zero vacations.
Right.
My vacation, I went to Baird, Iowa for 2 weeks in the summer with my aunts and uncles and my grandma, and just had a ball up there.
Yeah.
I go on their trucking companies. I ride in trucks. I'd shell corn. I do all kind. They'd let me drive cars when I was 12. I mean, they let me shoot off fireworks. I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
But that's what I grew up with.
There's just so much more out there. And I could teach. I'll use it in my classroom. And I'll show them pictures and tell them, you know, that, you know, you don't need a lot of money. I didn't spend a whole lot of money in a month, per se. I ate meagerly. I just was more so to just enjoy the world and the atmosphere and the environment, and met some great people from Canada, and got to see three of my sisters. I have a total of six. Five are still living, and got to see three out of the five, which is also a part of, you know, just getting away from it all and just enjoying life.
So in your trips, you've gone up Northwest a lot.
I love the Northwest.
Have you ever been to where Mount St. Helens was?
I have.
You have?
Yeah. That's what I did last year. I camped at Mount St. Helens.
Oh, cool.
And I hiked both sides of it last year.
The big hero there was a guy named Harry Truman, not the president.
Yeah.
He owned a lodge there, and he wouldn't leave.
He never left. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that lodge, you can tell where it was at, but I mean, obviously it's gone right now. The logs or the trees that were in 80 knocked down are still sitting in that lake where his lodge was at.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was in 1980. You're a graduate from high school.
Because, and then that was one of my big things last year. That volcanic dust came to South Dakota where I was living, and I can remember it being on the cars and being in the streets, you know, that far away, just kind of like the smoke and haze we've been having from the Canada fires. But yeah, I just remember asking my mom and dad, I was a freshman in high school, what is all this? And it's from the volcano. And back then you had no social media, so you're, you know, if you didn't watch the news, you didn't know what was going on. So,
in case you wondered, on your shelter insurance policy,
yes,
volcanic eruption.
Am I covered?
Volcanic eruption is a covered peril.
Good.
Truth. How about me leading into that right there? That is a covered peril, by the way.
Good. So if Rudy, Amy's dog, causes a volcano, am I covered?
No, but if he goes through wet cement,
he's covered.
You're covered.
Thank you.
I just paid $16,700.
Yes.
$92 because a dog got out and a renter's policy and went through somebody's wet cement, and they're just dying. I go, you know what? You're covered.
Yeah.
You're kidding me. I go, no, that's why that $103 policy is worth its weight in gold,
right,
man.
Exactly.
And they said, Rod, we love you. I said, no problem. It's what I do. $103, you know, you don't do it for the money. I mean, I do it for money because I couldn't live, but you write a renter's policy, I make $10.
Yep.
$10.30.
Yep.
You know, I mean, just that one claim alone, I have to write, God, 162 of them just to get what we paid back.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what's great about it, you know. People don't have any idea they have no idea the actual, how broad a homeowner's policy is and the coverages that are affordable to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty remarkable deal, and that's why people like myself should be patted on the back all the time, I'll be honest, because no one likes her. Everybody hates insurance, but they like their guy. It's kind of like attorneys. I hate attorneys, but I love mine.
You know? Bingo.
Yeah.
Do you need
them? Well, this time of year, you guys need, somebody needs fireworks insurance, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a client, got his garage burned down. firework related, not him. I had a guy get shot in the leg because his buddy's showing off his new gun, puts it through his arm, shoots my client in the leg. I mean, you just can't make this crap up, man.
You need to write a book.
I'm going to write a book. It's, yeah, it's, but it's, it, it I better write it while my mom's still alive or no, you'll buy it.
So my mom would, we sold one?
My mom would buy them all.
Yeah.
No, today, you know, but that's, you know, it's kind of nice. You know, you're like, you talk about growing up. I'm still at home. My sister Kelly goes out to, where'd she go today? Olive Garden. Her daughter's back, going to go back to Iowa City, going to have lunch with mom and dad. Calls me, says, what are you doing, Rod? I says, yeah, my car won't start. So good old Rod goes over and jumps her car, you know, and she's a Packer fan. I still did it for her.
Still love
her. But we got Dobish here. We got Dan here. Remember, if you can remember this, Days of Confused, I'll get you free admission to it.
All you got
to
say, Days of Confused. Days of Confused. Just come up to Rod and say, Days of Confused.
That's it. Because sometimes.
Over at Summerfest, when he'll be in the VIP probably tomorrow nights.
I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to stand by it.
Do you want to tell them when the date of when the date is?
It's August 26th. Yeah. It's August 26th, Victoria Lodge. A bunch of really cool guys are putting it on. It'd just be me and like nine of my best friends. And it's basically like Summerfest used to be. It's just old. It's just like good old Ankeny, man.
And you blessed us. You blessed Mike Kelly and myself to be part of that group.
That's well, we got yeah. It's a great group. We got Mike Kelly in the decree though.
Dr. J coming back and Ann, all of the big.
You got Dan Holm. He's gonna have. We might. We should do. We should do this live from there.
We could. We could.
We just interview people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm on to something. So hey, if you want to be interviewed by the legendary Dan Holm, who no one in this town works harder to cover our children than Dan Holm.
Yes, sir.
The guy's everywhere. Sorry. I mean, he's like three of them. It's like, where's Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, Dan's at soccer. Dan's at bowling. You know, and I still got this last thing I'm going to end with. But when this year, when I saw the bowling coach and was talking about the tough conditions for his team, I'm not a bowler. I bowled. I throw it really hard and try down the middle. But I didn't know you had tough conditions.
Tough conditions, right.
Did you?
Yes. In fact, we'll close it at this. I am the new head bowling coach at Bonnaroo for our high school. And I'm not bullshitting you.
Oh, my God.
Tell me you got both boys and girls.
I do.
Oh, my God. You're double dipping.
Yes.
Oh, hey, you know what you are? You're Mike Mullins.
I am.
Yeah, you're Dune, baby.
I'll tell you about those conditions at a next episode.
You know what we're going to do? I'm going to one next year. Can I drink beer on them?
Absolutely.
For real?
Yeah.
I hope you guys bowl against Ankeny so I can come watch you.
Oh, my God.
We bowl at the same venue, so we don't practice at the same time. So,
yeah. Oh, so that's congratulations. Man, Rick, I told you the guy coaches everything.
Name it.
Bowling.
Bowling.
God, I'm going to call you Jim Zobel. Let's go bowling, baby.
Oh, here we
go. Lean on that one.
You'll be my bear.
All you guys in Rodcast land, we still, this is way better podcast than Marcus Goins. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, no. There you go. All right. We'll be back next time with the Rodcast.